when something bad happens, when something disagreeable, when something don't go our way, then we think we need patience. But there's another level of patience that we can and should work on, which is patience towards our defilements. Patience towards our defilements. When defilements arise in us, it compels us to want to act, to do things. Yeah, it's a very powerful force. Why? Because we are habituated by it. Because we routinely act upon them. Sometimes we are in a bus, we see an old auntie or uncle come out. Maybe there's also the intent to stand up and offer our seat. But this power, this is not so powerful, yeah, for some of us, for some people. So we don't say that it's empty, yeah, that it's not present. It's present but not so powerful. But when someone sends us a nasty email, yeah, then defilements arise, oh, this is very powerful. Yeah, and immediately we, oh, you think you're very smart. CC all. then we send it out. So, patience in terms of our defilements. We need to first be mindful and watchful of the arising of defilements. When defilements arise, to treat it like the pain in our leg. Just as when there's pain in our leg, we learn to face it, to as Bhante said, to have forbearance. Yeah, so, ren, yeah, ren ru de ren. It also has that acceptance, to be able to face it and accept it, bear with discomfort. Yeah, for our leg pain, it's easy to understand. May not be so easy to do sometimes, but we can understand. Yeah, try not to move. But with defilements, not easy to understand, not easy to do. Yeah, because when defilements arise, it also compels us to do things. Yeah, so defilements is one other area, yeah, that is very key for us to practice patience on. When greed, hatred, delusion, or the secondary defilements arise, to be able to say, ah, you are here again, huh? Ah, long visitor, yes, yeah, and to consider not to give them PR, don't give them the free visiting pass, okay. Yeah, must let them have a lot of application form. Ask them to fill up form. Yeah, fill up form. Yeah, hello, what is your name? Your name is Anger. Yes, what is the purpose of your stay here? What do you want to do? Oh, you want me to reply with an angry, okay, it's fine. You want, okay. How long do you want to stay? Yeah, and what is the intent of doing that? Just like immigration form, you know, ask a lot of questions. After you finish asking all those questions, the person walk off already. The matter is over. Then you can reply. Dear Anger, your application for permanent residence has been rejected.